Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Hello, everyone. I am so glad to be back with you and being able to bring you many different ideas and things that you guys can ponder and think about and maybe enact in your life so that you can grow. This week, we're going to be talking about entitlement and how that affects our lives from the ordinary selfishness to all the way to narcissism. And what that means, and how does that affect us? What do we need to do about it? So I hope you stay tuned this week so that you can learn, and I bet you're going to spot somebody in your life who might have this issue going on with them. And maybe you might spot maybe a few things that you can work on, that you can heal from, and grow closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what He wants from you anyway. He wants you to be able to grow closer to Him. He wants you to know Him intimately. So that is our goal, is to be able to get rid of some of these things that hinder us from being able to get closer to Him, so that we can have the freedom to be able to put the truth in and to heal and to grow and to mature in who He is. Because the days are going to get stronger and harder and darker. So we must too get freer and freer and lighter so we can light, L-I-G-H-T, this world. So I want to start today with a parable that you guys are very, very familiar with. But I'd like for you, as I go through this parable, to think about this parable, because, I mean, the Lord is so good, and most of His parables that He gives, there are multiple layers, multiple meanings. But I would like for you to think of this parable in the terms of what entitlement means, in terms of what I deserve means. And we were going to go through some more about what I deserve means of entitlement, of narcissism. And I want you to just think of this parable this time in that kind of view and see what you hear when you are listening to it out of that kind of an ear. We're going to start chapter Luke 15, the parable of the prodigal son. So let's just read here, think about it from that viewpoint, and let's see what you guys pick up on. Verse 11, and He said, a certain man had two sons. Because, you know, this is Jesus talking. He's telling the parable, just to clarify so everyone will know. He had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of my estate that falls to me. And he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went out on a journey into the distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now, when he had spent everything, a severe famine came upon the land and occurred in the country, and he became one in need. And he went and attached himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the field to feed swine. And he said, and he was longing to fill his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired hands have more than enough bread? But I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father's house and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. And he got up, came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to the slaves, Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again, and he was lost and he's been found. And they began to be merry. Now, his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard the music and dancing. And he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring, What is these things might be? And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began entreating him. But he answered and said to his father, Look, for many years I have been serving you, and I have never neglected or a command of yours, and yet you never given me a kid that I might be merry with my friends. But when the son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him, and said to him, My child, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we have to be merry and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost, has begun to be found. Now, I know that you guys are very familiar with this passage, but when you listen to this passage and you listen to the ideas of what entitlement means, what I deserve means, I should get, you can hear a lot of it in both of these sons and what Jesus was talking about. Both of these sons had the attitude, I deserve to get blah, 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 whatever it is. The younger son, he thought he deserved to get his father's wealth now. He wanted it now. I deserve it. I need it. I want it. Give it to me now. So he went and he did as he own pleased. He didn't care about his father. But isn't it awesome to see how the father entreated both of them? He welcomed the younger one back, and he entreated with the oldest son to, you know, can't you just see the father's heart? Please come in, son. Please come in. For him to want to give forgiveness, to want to offer them the idea of coming back into the fold, even though both of these sons' attitudes were wrong, Jesus wanted them to come back in. Even though they both thought they deserved something else than what they got. So let's talk just a minute about narcissism. That's what we call, you know, in the psychology world, we call it narcissism. Some people in Christian realms will call it, you know, a spirit of selfishness, of self-centeredness. You know, you'll hear that kind of term. The spirit, you know, of entitlement, you'll hear that. But in the psychology world, it's called narcissism. And narcissism actually comes from a Greek word, mythological Narcissus. It was a Greek god, I guess, who fell in love with his own image and was doomed to die because he would not turn away from it. That's really pretty much loving to look at yourself. And that's where the narcissist word comes from. So it's a person who displays a high level of selfishness and vanity and pride. It's a person who sees life in terms of how is this going to affect me? How does this impact my life? So everything about their life is kind of centered around this narcissistic way of thinking. Now, I'm not going to go through all the, you know, diagnostic tools because we're going to be talking about some of them as we go. But most people will have some form, you know, we all live with selfishness. That is a sin within all of our lives that we have to fight all the time. The selfishness of wanting what we want and thinking of what we deserve. You know, oh, I've worked so hard, I deserve to go on vacation. You know, you say that, or I deserve to have a relaxing evening. I've worked all hard. I deserve to just sit here. Or I deserve to watch this movie. I deserve to buy this for myself. We often have those I deserve attitudes inside of our head that we deserve something than what we have right now, or what we're going to get, or what we think we are. We think that we've earned some sort of deservingness. And that kind of attitude can grow and build into an area where we become very narcissistic in our way of thinking, a very self-centered kind of way of thinking. And we do know that selfishness is a sin because the Bible, you know, lists it as sin. And we all have those little selfishnesses. That's even a word, selfishnesses. It seems like it should be. But we all have that. And we all have to struggle against what our flesh thinks that it deserves or that I want. We all have to fight it. And we have to fight it, you know, every day. Our flesh wants to rule us, wants to tell us what to do. You know, flesh can sometimes be very, very loud. But, you know, it is a sin that will get us into trouble because then we don't think about others. We don't think about how our actions might be affecting others. So as we talk this week, we're going to be talking about that I deserve, and we're going to go through a few more biblical examples. And so I hope that you guys will hang in here and listen and see how this attitude might be affecting you and your life. Thanks for listening today. I hope that you all can begin to ponder on those kind of questions and check yourself out and see if you can't move past a few selfish desires here and there. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Soul Lives is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.